SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Alec Baldwin case dismissed. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alec Baldwin crying with relief as his involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico came to a sudden and surprising halt less than an hour ago. Not only that, it's completely over. Case dismissed by the judge, using the legal term with prejudice, meaning the case against Baldwin cannot be retried. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Siding with defense attorneys who filed the motion, saying prosecutors withheld evidence related to disputed ammunition, Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer says her decision is based on the misconduct of police and prosecutors. The decision followed an hours-long hearing without the jury, where one of the state prosecutors called herself as a witness.
This is the case about the fatal movie set shooting of the Western Rust in 2021 of the head camera operator, Helena Hutchins. Baldwin cried and embraced his attorneys after the judge's decision. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When it's hot, experts advise wearing light clothing, staying in the shade, and drinking water every hour. Mark Hewson with Bell and Sports Medicine.
No, you don't need to slam 24 ounces, you know, every hour. It's a matter of sipping it, making sure it's available to you, and not wait until you go, geez, I'm now thirsty. Because if you're saying now you're thirsty and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably too late.
Hewson says alcohol will dehydrate you faster. If you drink alcohol, make sure to follow it with water. The Wisconsin DNR is encouraging private well owners to test their drinking water for contamination. They say floodwaters and runoff contain bacteria and other contaminants that can affect private water supplies and cause the spread of waterborne illnesses. Many communities are still cleaning up after last week's flash flooding in northeast Wisconsin. For more information, you can visit the DNR's Wells webpage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command, composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees
right now. What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big. Bigger? Biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please! Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support,
WISS. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
It is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is TGIBPF. I did it there. Got it right. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday, Johnny Lupinacci. I know you were waiting for me to flub that, man.
No, man. I mean, I wait all week for you to drop your favorite acronym, and then you nail it, man. There's only a couple times where you jumbled the letters, but you know what? It's good to keep us on our toes, and it doesn't matter what order those letters actually come in. It gets us to the same thing. It's Friday. We're here chopping it up. This is going to be an extra fun Friday.
Absolutely.
Because you've got a little bit of trivia for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Trivia, man. You know what we don't need any questions or quizzes on is who sponsors Busted Pencils. It's Monocle Brewing Company, who are big-time advocates of public education and are always working hard to build community and make great beer. Monocle Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great one beer at a time. Check out monoclebrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, oh. I've been thinking for days.
Are you ready?
What's it going to be?
You Tim ready? You ready?
Tim Bomb a couple weeks ago with some trivia on it was a blast.
Okay.
So he said, producer Jess, she has a knack for finding and seeing the greatness in Tim, our sandpaper finish. She finds a shine. And she said, Tim, that was magic. Let's do trivia once a week. So here we are.
Here we
Friday,
are.
Friday, the Tim Bomb of the day. Trivia time. Tim, hit us.
Hey, it is ready. We are ready to go. And people watching on the Twitter, on the Facebook and stuff, you can see what is at stake tonight. Another Busted Pencils t-shirt there, Johnny Lupinacci, for the first person to call in accurately and give us the answer. Jess, you got a comment there? I thought it looked like you were going to be like, hey, wait, where's my t-shirt? Hey,
I do
Busted
want a
Pencils,
t-shirt.
Though.
When do I get one?
Fully, you will get one. 855-752-4842. Put that number out there right away because I know some people are like, wait, what's the number? I need to call. Hey, do that and make sure you have the Civic Media app. The question, the trivia is here today. The use of a submarine in a military setting, the date. What was the date of the first use of a submarine for a military excursion, and what was the name of that submarine, if you can figure that out? So, yeah, we're looking for the first use of a submarine in a military engagement, and then the date that that happened, and the name of that submarine. That's what we're putting out there today. So that's it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tim's trivia. First submarine used. The name of the first submarine that was used in a military excursion and the date that that use occurred. If you can call in, first person to call in, it's your Busted Pencils t-shirt. And if you're going like, what do they look like? Hey, jump on the Twitter, jump on the Facebook, jump on the YouTube. You can see right now, I'm modeling one right now. I will not give you the one off my back unless somebody has a special request for that. We could possibly do that. But yeah, so there it is.
There's paperwork you have to sign for that.
No, there's all kinds of red tape involved in that. Tim, this Johnny, is a couple minutes of recap. So what we're looking for here in today's Tim's trivia is that you would like us to know, which by the way, I have no idea. So I'm gonna be part of this probing to figure out like what kind of clues you might be able to drop that might help our listeners. So we're looking for the date of the first used submarine in combat, and the name of that submarine. My guess is it's got some kind of, I think I might know the name.
Okay.
But I don't know. I have no idea where. So I'll hold that back. But I think it's I want to say it's a particular kind of animal that's named after, maybe. I remember flipping through picture books in elementary school and seeing this.
I see the noggin working there, man. I can see it working.
But I'm not sure.
I got nothing.
I'm not just sure saying this. But I do love submarines. No, I would never be in one nor go in one. But it's a cool concept, and it's kind of cool to think about, you know, by land or by water.
It's, you know, it's the coolest thing when, when we have this and we reveal everything, though. It is a cool one of those human, again, another interest story that is like, whoa, who knew? And I tell you, I'm trying to pull most of these from the things that excited my fifth graders when I was teaching social studies to fifth graders. These are these stories and little, you know, I don't know if obscure facts, but, you know, kind of way of understanding things that really lit history up for them is then we would dig into these types of, you know, instead of worrying about all, you know, the date of the Declaration of Independence, I was like, we would put out these cool things. You remember last one, Pickett's Charge, July 3rd, last week, we got that in there, Pickett's Charge. But now today, yeah, the name of the first submarine and the date it was used in a military endeavor, a battle, or, you know, something out there. And then, you know, what was that military adventure? 855-752-4842.
Oh, you're adding stuff to it now, man.
Well, I said the date and name gets you the t-shirt. Date and name gets you the t-shirt. You know, anybody wants to throw it in there, though, can throw in a little bit after. Tom in New Berlin, Civil War. I think it was on the Mississippi. Forgot the name. Tom, no.
It's got to be
early. It is not. Not the Civil War. So there's our first attempt right there. It is not the Civil War.
Could a submarine go in the Mississippi River? Would that work?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, as long as it, you know, are you talking about the current or the depth or
the
both?
The depth. That's what I'm thinking.
There's spots in that river that are incredibly deep. And when you're talking about submarine, how far down do you think it has to go?
Is that a hint?
Potentially. Yeah. All right. So, John, back to there's the question. It's out there. First caller coming in with it, name and the date, and you get a Busted Pencils t-shirt is for you. Man, here we are, though, again, Friday coming in, and Joe Biden, it has not relented. There are still continued calls for the president to kind of walk away from the new election that's coming up, kind of take a walk around the stadium, admire, love, take all the admiration, job well done, and step out, open it up to another candidate. In fact, today, $90 million in donations from multiple donors have been put on hold, trying to convince President Biden that you should step down. Yesterday in his press conference, different ways people reacted. He, you know, didn't flub as many times as they thought. And I think even just that, though, when you're saying it's like, well, he didn't flub as many times. So now we're looking at that. However, earlier in the day, before the press conference where he held, he introduced Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine as President Putin.
Yeah, these are not good looks, yes, man. And you know, again, I'm going to come back to, here we are, we're days after when we should have been talking about this, not just us discussing this, but I mean, like, come on, this is really where we're at. We can't figure this out. So glad to hear people are saying, let's hold the money. Let's figure this out. But somebody send that memo directly to my man so that he can, you know, we can figure this out, because it shouldn't be as awkward as it continues to be every day, where we're like, really? This is the best. I said it yesterday. Both parties should be asking this question of themselves. You know, but if it's going to be what it's going to be with Donald Trump being the Republican candidate, you know, then so be it. But I think most of us have a really vested interest in the beliefs that and the principles and the political framework that Joe, you know, has been, you know, representing. And I think we can do better. And I think that's what a lot of people are saying. So I would like to see someone just give the guy the nod to say, like, hey, man, you don't have to go down swinging. There's this thing called humility. Mm-hmm. That's actually a strong value. There's this whole thing where you could say, hey, I'm surrounded by really good people. They got this. Support them, you know, and campaign to the fullest of your ability in that support. On that level, I mean, we remember like President Obama doing this kind of thing, right? It's like being able to say like, hey, man, I know lots of people are saying like, oh, we want more Obama. It's like, okay, come on, man. I did my time and I've got great people around me. So let's go. Let's move forward with that. So I would like to see that sooner than later, please. We're way overdue on it. But let's go already. Tim, where are we at with this trivia, man?
I don't know. I'm thinking right now I see Jess, producer Jess, is on the phone.
We have a clue for callers. We have a clue. We know that it is named after an animal. I'm pretty sure I remember also now being in a history lesson around. You helped me when you said fifth grade because I remember looking through pictures. And I can visualize this thing. Tell me if I'm right. It kind of reminded me. It kind of looks like a submersible grenade. Am I remembering the right thing? It's a tiny kind of capsule,
thing. Yeah, you might be getting closer, Johnny Lupin.
I know it's earlier than the Civil War, right? So we have the Civil War comment from Tom from New Berlin. He said, this is, you know, he thinks it was used in the Civil War. And you said, no, not the Civil War. So I'm going to go on the under. It is older than the Civil War. Like submarines appeared in our U.S. history, you know, battles pre-Civil War.
All right. And right there, we got our first caller. I could see Jess right there. Jess. Who we got on the line, Jess?
We've got Rita from Hartford.
All right. Rita, what's happening? Rita, you got an answer for the trivia question?
I sure do.
It was
a one-man submarine in the Revolutionary War. The turtle was they were trying to attach it to a British ship.
Do you got the date? You got the date.
That I can't remember the date. I got the
Rita.
Tim? This is fascinating.
She is absolutely right. It was the turtle, was the name of the submersible. People watching right now can see him holding up a picture of what it looks like, of what it did look like. This is one of the scale drawings, and it was used during the Revolutionary War. People are like, whoa, really? Submarines in the Revolutionary War? Yeah, unlike President Trump last year that tried to talk about taking over airports during the Revolutionary War, there was a submarine in the Revolutionary War. It was called the Turtle, and it went after a British ship. We're going to hold Rita on this, though.
Let's keep, because she's close, man. I think she's pretty close. Let's keep her on.
Rita, you know, do a little Googling, and let's get you back when we come back from the break. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education and talking trivia. Turtle, Revolutionary War. When? More when we get back.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice
slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're gonna be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah, there it is. Busted Pencil, fully leaded. Education talk, educated educators, talking education. TGI, BPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Tim's trivia to start the show. What was the name of the first submarine used in a combat? What combat was that? Rita called in. She got it. Revolutionary War, the Turtle, an attack on the British. Still looking for a date. Jess, we still got Rita. Rita. You able to figure out the date?
Yeah.
Okay, give it
September
to us.
September 7th, 1776.
There it is. Ding, 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 ding. Rita, superb. September 7th, 1776 in New York Harbor, going after the British ship HMS Eagle. It was a submersible called a submarine. It would literally dive under the bottom of the boat. And if you look at this thing, it had like a little hand corkscrew where it would get under the boat. It would drill into the bottom of the HMS Eagle, set an explosive in that hole.
Oh, my gosh.
Paddle your way out because this is all human propelled and get the heck out of there before it blows up the ship. Now, Rita, please make sure Jess, we're getting her mailing information so she can get everything. So now, though, just throw this out there. So what happened on that day? Lupinacci, any thoughts?
No idea, man. Well, I'm guessing somebody paddled that little acorn grenade thing you're holding up for people who are watching on the stream. So the turtle gets paddled down, and they try and attach it to the boats. My guess is they attached it to, you know, a boat in the Royal Navy.
Yeah,
maybe sunk a ship. I mean, I have nothing on this. I have vague memories of a picture of this in a book or, you know, a little fact about the Revolutionary War, one of those fun facts in U.S. histories that we learned about, you know, probably read a paragraph about in a book and answered some questions at the end of the chapter. Unfortunately, that was a lot of our social studies education. But hey, I'm glad that we're having this trivia. I'm glad Rita nailed it.
Yeah,
and Tim, tell us a little bit about it. I'm sure
this is the part. So they get it out there. They train and try to learn how to use it because you can look at this and anybody, you know, listener, if you're not able to watch the video, pull it up, take a look at this thing because the number of different contraptions to make this thing work. There's a hand pump to pull in water, to push out water, to allow it to dive at certain ways. There's a foot pedal to give it propulsion as it's going through the water. You've got a hand crank above you and a hand crank in front of you for drilling into the enemy's boat. And then it's got a detachable charge, you know, gunpowder that would be put into that hole that you drill into the ship. And then you got to let go, get that going and start cranking and get your way out of there. Got into the water, they did not realize that there were going to be currents, Jess. The currents, they trained without currents. And when they got out there, the ability to take this thing out to beneath the HMS Eagle, really, really, really hard. It only has 20 minutes of air. Uh-oh. It took them 2 hours to get out there, which meant they had to pop up a couple times to bring in air. When they finally did get to the HMS Eagle and submerge down, uh-oh, bump, bump, you know those wooden bottom ships? There was a little bit more of a protective coating on the HMS Eagle, and that corkscrew was not able to penetrate the hull of the ship, was not able to put the explosive charge in it. At this point, too, the British actually saw it. The turtle took off, dropped the charge floated away harmlessly out into the water, blew up. It was a massive failure. No ability to sink the HMS Eagle, the turtle, but it was the very first use of a submarine in a military excursion. Yeah, can you imagine sitting in that thing? It's like a little walnut that you're in. You're cranking it with your feet. You're pumping with your one hand. You're cranking the drill with the other hand. You're trying to move this, and you only have 20 minutes of breathable air while you're under the water doing this. Johnny, just too many factors, too many variables to make it a success. And the reality now, too, is there is not the original submersible, the turtle, has never been actually accounted for. There are remakes, there are models, but the actual one, it's a mystery. Where did it go? Can people find it? Is it on the bottom of New York Harbor? We don't know, but it was there. All together, though. So there it is, trivia.
There it trivia. Is. Prime listeners out there, find that original turtle. It's a missing historical artifact.
That would be. I tell you what, somebody actually finds that missing historical artifact, you get
more
two,
than a t-shirt.
You get two t-shirts. Yeah, thanks, Jess. They got it exactly right. Hey, it's Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. Thank you for the trivia, Rita. Yes, you have a shirt coming in. We'll have more next week. And then Johnny, yeah. So, you know, but President Biden, you keep saying, you know, is he, you know, he could take a victory lap right now, you know, and just enjoy. People can shower him with praise. I mean, yeah, I know. Every day he doesn't
sailed a long time ago. It's going to be more like a excuse me, sir. It's time for you to please leave the building. I mean, there is a window which humility is the way, and that never closes. Like, he could still say, "Wow, you know, I really you know wanted to stay strong. I really want to always, you know, go out fighting for my country and for pride and for all these things. But you know what? I'm going to step back." And I think that window's obviously still open. But victory lapped him. I mean, I don't quite know if there is like the I think the victory lap window has closed. Can't spin this as like, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing.
Well, Ellie Tom jumps right in there. Hey, everyone needs to stop with the Joe Biden exodus. He is winning. All that matters is Project 2025. Yeah.
Yeah.
He agrees with us.
Here's the thing. I agree with Tom. Even if he's winning, he's beating a lying, convicted criminal, out misogynist and racist person. Like, this is a losing day for democracy if we're basing our decision that based on the front runner is a few points ahead of a lying, convicted criminal who's an out like proud misogynist, you know, and racist. So this is a sad moment for America. I think we could do better on both parties. I think the Democrats have a stronger chance of even widening that gap. It would be a landslide to run somebody who better represents the diverse people of this country, better represents democracy in politics. You know, we're going at it, though. We're still going. We love Tom's point. You know, he's bringing in the polls. We love the trivia today, and we're coming back with you, listeners. Stay with us. We're coming back because you know what? Next segment, we got some fun stuff ahead. We got some fun stuff with democracy in action, and we're going to really have some fun with the rest of Friday. So stay with us, listener. We'll catch you on the next side. Busted Pencils when we get back.
Welcome to the
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then, and conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two constitutional amendments will be on the ballot in August. In a news conference yesterday, Brown County Democratic Party Chair Christy Welch, who's also a candidate for the 88th Assembly District, called the amendments a power grab by the GOP. Republicans say the amendments will require the legislature and not the governor to determine the allocation of federal funds. This weekend is expected to be a hot and sticky one. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're probably going to see some heat advisories and heat index issues again because temperatures are going to be near 90 on Saturday and Sunday. Dew points at 70. That's disgusting. We don't want the dew points in the 70s because when you pair those two together, it's going to be feeling like triple digits potentially.
The high this weekend and Monday throughout the Fox Valley and Green Bay area is expected to reach around 90. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pat Sajak took his fortune and left the wheel. Vanna White stayed on to assist new host Ryan Seacrest, but there are rumors they aren't getting along. Is it true? Probably. Because White and Seacrest are working overtime doing things like eating dumpling soup in a restaurant together and posing for a canned photo for social media. White is under contract through 2026, but sources say she wants out sooner because she says, quote, "It is just too difficult to do this without Pat," end quote. Turn the letters? There is not good news on the horizon for Kevin Costner. His new Chapter 2 project, Horizon, an American Saga, did not perform well at the box office, or necessarily with critics. As a result, New Line Cinema and Territory Pictures have announced that Chapter 2 will not premiere in theaters as it was scheduled to do on August 16th. Instead, studios say the film can be ordered on demand July 16th and will drop on Max in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot for a look at the forecast for the weekend. Brian Kuklinski swings in from the Green Bay Rockers.
Then we'll play a round of who?
Community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it.
Go ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
you
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's that's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
days, dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
And were you? Why don't the three of us go sailing
That's a great idea, wow, Gordy.
You don't like that idea?
No, have you ever sailed a boat before?
No, never.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so.
There goes the family show. Sinking
to
quickly.
The bottom of the
sinking
lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have
fine.
To keep
go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
you
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable.
Really impressive.
You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
And were you? Why don't the three of us go sailing
That's a great idea,
wow,
Gordy.
You don't like that idea?
No, have you ever sailed a boat before?
No, never.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so. list.
There goes the family show. Sinking
to the bottom of the lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with
this me. Is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.